Simon & Schuster Audio presents Beautiful Oblivion by Jamie Maguire, read by Phoebe Stroll.
I won't break his heart to fix you. Emily Kinney, Times Square. Chapter 1. His words hung there in the darkness between our voices. I sometimes found comfort in that space, but in 3 months, I'd only found unrest. That space became more like a convenient place to hide. Not for me, for him. My fingers ached, so I allowed them to relax, not realizing how hard I'd been gripping my cell phone. My roommate, Reagan, was sitting next to my open suitcase on the bed, her legs crisscrossed. Whatever look was on my face prompted her to take my hand. "TJ?" she mouthed. I nodded. "Will you please say something?" TJ asked. "What do you want me to say? I'm packed. I took vacation time. Hank has already given Jory my shifts. I feel like a huge asshole. I wish I didn't have to go, but I warned you. When I have an ongoing project, I can be called out at any time. If you need help with rent or anything." "I don't want your money," I said, rubbing my eyes. I thought this would be a good weekend. I swear to God I did. "I thought I'd be getting on a plane tomorrow morning, and instead you're calling me to say I can't come. Again." "I know this seems like a dick move. I swear to you, I told them I had important..."